Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great news, He does not even waste our failures. That is indeed great news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Will Praise You. And I happen to love this song. I still sing it in worship to this day in our home church. This is from the live recording called A Mystery of Majesty. This particular song was born way back on August 14th of 1996. According to Psalm 89, verses 5 through 8, we find God's word says this, "The heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord? A God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all who are around him. O Lord of hosts, who is like you, O mighty Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you." Very often the enemy tries to drag me down through deception, through lies. I'm sure the same thing happens to you. It's called temptation. He's a liar. That's his only power is deception. This song was born when I was feeling depressed and really had no reason, at least that I could see, to be so down. Most generally, the enemy attacks my identity and my worth. That's just where he knows to kick me when I'm down. When those lies come, I simply remind my soul of the truth. I speak to myself. Yes, at one point I was unworthy and I was a sinful wretch, but the redeeming blood of Jesus has cleansed me and made me righteous by his righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. At one point in my life, I was hopelessly lost. Yet the Good Shepherd had searched for me and found me and rescued my life. When I began to focus on these truths rather than upon the enemy's lies, guess what happened? Gratitude began to fill my heart. As I released this gratitude to Christ, the enemy had to flee from the presence of my Redeemer, and this song, I Will Praise You, was born in the process. When I remember how lost I was, and how much Jesus had to pay for my debt, my heart is filled with an awesome awareness of His mighty, loving presence. I simply began doing what I know to do, approaching my Father in gratitude for all He has done. He who has been forgiven much, loves much, and I love you so much, Lord. I am reminded that I was once an outcast, like that leprous group of men described in Luke 17. And I'm reminded how Jesus touched me in my unclean state with His pure, cleansing, healing, forgiving love, and I was never the same again. Let us have that same attitude as that leper Jesus healed in Luke 17. Here's what it actually says in verses 15 and 16. "Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him." Let's give thanks to him right here, right now.
All that I am and all I will be, all that I know and all that I cannot see, all that I was is no longer me. For my Redeemer, my Lord, set me free. He rescued me. And I will praise you for all that you have done for me. I will and setting me free, for loving me. redeeming blood washed me to right where you are. Now I am your child, and you are my guide. Your redeeming love just leaves me standing in awe.
Father, we do praise you. Thank you so much for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your restoration. Thank you for all that you are. We love you and we need you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, here's a surprise for you. Today's podcast isn't quite over just yet. Today I wanted to do something special for the podcast. I want to share one more song, if you don't mind. I actually shared this song way back on June 4th of 2018, but felt it was very appropriate to share it again today since it goes with the theme of gratitude to God and cuts to the very essence of why we are even here on this earth. That song is called I Was Created to Love You. One day, way back on July 6th of 1987, as I sat at the piano thinking about all the ways in which God has displayed His love toward me, I was overwhelmed with the thought that He created me just for Himself. In other words, I was literally created to love Him, to be with Him, and to know Him intimately. Sometimes my feeble little mind can only contain so much of this truth without feeling totally dumbfounded and incapable of rational thought. His thoughts are so much higher than mine. His ways so much higher than mine. His love for me so much higher than my love for Him. Let's bathe in that thought right now as we simply worship Him.
I love you, for I was created to love you, and I love you, but Lord, more of your presence, I can't contain it, for you overflow my my heart, so deep in my heart, for loving you more every day than I did at the start. For I was created to love you, even before time began. Oh, you fill my heart with your pleasure. How hopeless my life was without you, until you drew me to your heart. So here is my heart, falling deeper in love more each day than I did at the start.
Thank you for creating us for fellowship with you, Lord. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians 1, verse 16 says this, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." Guys, we were created to love him. What does that thought do for your soul? What does that thought do for your emotions, for your mental awareness, for the way you think about yourself? Such thoughts help me renew my mind and put down the lies of the enemy that tell me I am unlovable. That's a lie. God created me for his good pleasure, and he takes pleasure in my presence, whether or not I even take pleasure in his. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to love him and thank him all the more. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Let's do this. Let's make this week about praising God, and let's give Him thanks as we allow His great and magnificent love for us to permeate our entire being. Talk about an abundant life. Let's live it, guys. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, awesome, wonderful, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, would you consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen? Your reviews really do go a long way in helping the word get out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, just take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review. Would you do that? And to help with the ongoing creation of and costs of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? It's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God's called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And if you happen to be in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area on Wednesday evenings around 7 p.m., come and worship with us if you can. It's always an awesome time. Just make sure we're there. You can contact us through the church website. Don't forget also to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. It's available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link we provide in the podcast notes. Order your own copy today. And while you're at it, why don't you check out my autobiography, Sing Over Me? It's at Amazon. And while you're there, check up the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I believe they'll help you be the overcomer God says you are. And if you enjoy thrilling fiction, check out my new book called The Short Life. I believe you might be pleasantly surprised and blessed by this short story. There, I've said quite enough. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the songs, I Will Praise You and I Was Created to Love You from the live recording, A Mystery of Majesty, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, please remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now just go and be who Father says you are.